Welcome in. Yes. I am back and ready to work. And I'm super excited about this new journey, this new phase. I know I have not been on the scene a long time, but as you guys know, in April, I did a welcome back video to let you guys know that I was coming back, and I'm coming back ready to work. Different version of who I am, but the message is still the same. It is your chin up, girl. So many of you have asked the questions, where have you been? What's been going on? What does life look like? Why did you stop? What brings you back? Why do you come back as a podcast? So many questions. And on this journey, I'm prepared to answer all of your questions and to give you the whys, to give you the reasons, and to give you why I decided to come back. But if you don't know, my name is Monique Antoinette. I am known as the Chin Up Girl, and I am so excited to come back. I started a movement called the Chin Up Movement. Chin Up stands for changing how I navigate under pressure. Yes, changing how I navigate under pressure. And believe it or not, since the moment I started in 2020, I have literally had to live out those words, navigating under pressure. And that is the reason why I stopped, but that is the reason why I'm back and I'm starting. I'm finishing what I started. So I started Chin Up Movement in 2020 during the pandemic. I started it. I was at work and literally God gave me, I was just kept saying chin up, chin up, chin up. I was going through something and I was like, chin up, Mo, chin up, Mo. And I really didn't know where that would lead me. And next thing you know, I sat at my job and I was at my desk and I heard God give me the words to every letter in it. And he gave me changing how I navigate under pressure. And I really didn't understand fully what that would mean or what my life would look like or how that would play out. And I've watched my life define chin up. I've literally watched my life. I've literally had to walk out chin up and navigate it under pressure. 2 years later, I never knew that I would have to navigate under one of the hardest phases of my life, and that's grief. In 2022, I was in a relationship. I started a relationship in 2021 with Chris. And when I started that relationship, honestly, that wasn't a plan for me. I didn't think that that would be a relationship I would even start. I didn't even think that person I would even want to be with in that capacity. I loved him dearly. I've known Chris since Chris was young. And I've known Chris since I was in elementary school. And when I was younger, his father was my pastor. And he used to always tell me, you're going to be my girlfriend. I'm like, no, I'm not. But I've loved him. His family has been a part of my family. And in 2021, his father passed away. And of course, because he was my pastor, I wanted to support him in that capacity as being right there for him during the transition of his father. And I remember like it was yesterday. We were at the cemetery at the burial site. And he was like, just go to lunch with me. I'm like, no. Not going to do it. And I just made a decision to go to lunch. I'm like, it's just lunch. That's all. It's just lunch. And that one date turned into something that I didn't think it would turn into. It turned into a full relationship. And if I just be honest with you, I love that relationship. That was literally my best friend. One of the best relationships that I've been in. He taught me the meaning of love. He taught me how to open myself up and to give love another shot. And in 2022, March 26, 2022, I remember being at church. And I was at church and my pastor had a book signing. I was helping with the book signing and Chris was texting me. And when I got in the car, I called him. And that phone call in five minutes from that phone call of him telling me he'll call me back, the next call I got was from his mom telling me that he had passed away. And in that moment, everything changed for me. How I viewed a lot of things changed for me. Like, I feel like I was literally just existing, just waiting on the moment. Because at that moment, I had lost all hope. Because I'm like, God, why would you do this to me? Like, why would you? I'm getting back on track. I'm doing what you've called me to do. I'm trying to live out my purpose in the earth. And you take the very thing that I love. Like, why? I felt like I had already been through enough. I had been through a hard divorce. I was going through challenging times and co-parenting. And I'm like, God, why would you do this in this moment? You took something that I loved and I kept my word. I felt like, God, I kept my word. I kept my word. And you just keep taking, just keep taking, just keep taking. And then I had to walk out grief. It was hard. I was so angry with God. I went through a bad phase of depression. Like, I literally just was like, whatever. And the one thing that I loved, which was Chin Up, I stopped because I didn't feel like I had a purpose. I didn't feel like I had anything else to say. I've been through so much that I'm like, you know what? It is what it is. I don't feel like people need me. I don't feel like people need to hear me. I don't feel like I'm qualified to say anything else. My heart was broken. And I felt like my life was in pieces. And I didn't know what those pieces would look like. And 2022 was just a year. I just existed. 2023, I'm just like, okay, whatever. And I was trying to get my footing back. And I just went down the wrong road. I started back picking up some bad habits I had, started back hookah, started back going out, started back just everything. Because at this point, I was like, okay, God, I'm not going to do it. Whatever. If you're going to take everything from me, you have to take it while I live a life that I enjoy. Because the life that I tried to live with you, I wasn't enjoying it. I wasn't happy. I was depressed. You was just taking, 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 and not giving, giving, giving. And I stopped going to church. Stop doing everything. I still remain being a parent, but I was on autopilot as a parent. I was just doing enough, just enough in life. And 2024, it changed. Well, let me back up. 2023, the end of 2023, I just had a moment. I just had a moment where I knew the life I was living wasn't created for me. And I had people asking me like, well, when are you coming back? And I'm just like, girl, just give me a moment. I'm working on something. I was not working on anything, if I be honest. Wasn't working on anything concerning Chin Up. I felt like my job there was done. I felt like that chapter was over. And I just stopped. And the end of 2023, I found myself feeling like it was so much more. And 2023, I made the decision to visit a church. I visit Belong, pastor friends. And from that moment, Pastor Fanika friend gave me a hug that I don't even know if she understands. That how it shifted the trajectory of my life in that moment. She gave me a hug and she said, I can see you being wounded, but I see the pieces coming back together. Get back in place. And I remember going home and I'm like, God, what does that look like? I remember going home telling myself, like, what does that look like? Where do I go from here? And I sat with that. But that hug shifted my entire life in that moment. And I made a decision to get back up and start fighting. I entered into therapy with my amazing therapist. And I decided to do the work. Not do the work to come back, but do the work to be who I knew I was called to be in the earth. And piece by piece, I was coming back together. But I gave the pieces to God. And I know if I put the pieces in his hand, that he would make something great. And I decided to give him the pieces. And when I gave him the pieces, I just watched him rebuild my life. And it wasn't an overnight thing. And it wasn't like as he put the pieces back together, it all was making sense. It wasn't all making sense. But I trusted that it would make sense at some point. And as I began to keep showing up, to a place that I said I would never go back. I had given up on church. I'm like, I'm not going back to church. I'm not going back to church. I'll just figure it out. And my children used to be like, especially Gracie, Mommy, so we're not going to church? I'm like, you can watch it on TV. You can watch it on TV. And I would get up and cook breakfast on Sundays and let her watch it on TV. And a part of me felt bad, but the other part was like, I don't want to be let down again. And church was a hard place for me. And in 2024, I got my fight back. I got my fight back But I knew it was time. I knew it was time for me to trust again. Not just a relationship, but for me to trust God again, for me to trust that I had purpose in the earth, for me to trust that it was still something more. And it's a song that says, there's so much more to the story. God's not done with me yet. He's not done with me yet. That held so much truth to me because I knew he wasn't done yet. I knew my story wasn't finished yet. I knew God had not put down the pen concerning me yet. I knew that it was another page for me to turn. And I trusted him with the story because he's such a great author. And so the story continues. And I walked last year out. I walked healing out. I had to walk healing out. My heart was so broken, not just from grief, but from people, from things. My heart was broken. And I had to give God all of those pieces. I had to give him the things that I didn't want to let go of because now I use depression as a blanket. I wore it like as a blanket. I wore grief as a jacket. I wanted to wear these things that didn't belong to me. Grief didn't belong to me. Depression didn't belong to me. Brokenness didn't belong to me. But peace did. Joy did. And so I had to do an exchange. I exchanged all of those things for what I was created to be. And in that moment of 2024, I watched day by day. I watched him do an inside job. He changed me from the inside out. And every day I saw my purpose come back alive. And I wanted to give it a shot because I knew that somebody was waiting on me to get back up. Somebody was waiting on me to navigate through pressure, through pain, through frustration, through brokenness, through hurt, to watch me get back up and fight for what I knew. And here I am. So all of this time, starting in 2024, I've been working to get to this point, to get to this moment, to be reintroduced. I'm not starting over. This is just a new version of who I am. So this is not a start over. This is not a comeback. This is literally a continuation of the story. I'm not starting from chapter one. This is literally chapter 36. I'm 36. This is chapter 36. Who I was at 35 is not who I am at 36. But what I went through in the 35 years to get me to this point will be the turning point of everything that I'll do to in the moments to come. I'm super excited for what Chin Up will be. I'm super excited for the people that you'll see me, that you'll see join me on the podcast. I'm super excited for the next version of who I'll become and what I'll be. But I'm becoming. I have become the heel version. I have become the best version of myself that, you know, I'm enjoying this journey. I love where I'm at right now. Not only did I pray for this moment, but I fought for this moment. I fought for her. I fought to live. I fought not just for myself, but I fought for somebody that's watching on the other end. I fought for you because I want to give you hope that there is life after death. There is life beyond the pain. There is purpose in pain. There is truth in trauma, but there is also a testimony that comes out of trauma. I am the testimony. I am what you would call combat kid. And I'm super, super excited to journey with you. I'm super, super excited for what's to come. And I hope that you would join me on this journey. Chin Up Movement, the revamped version. But I hope that you decide to come along with me as I continue what I started in 2020. So, your Chin Up Girl is not just back, but she is back and she is ready to take purpose by storm. And I hope you'll decide to join with me. Chin Up Movement. Your Chin Up Girl, Monique Antoinette. And we are out.